Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ is our miss.
He is our shepherd.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, when I was 19 years old, I was going to school at night, and I worked during the day as a custom woodwork apprentice. I loved the job. And as an apprentice, you're a learner. And I learned a lot, not only how to use the tools, but I also learned some important, useful life lessons. I had been working there a few months, and we had some sort of problem. I can't remember what it was. It was pretty complex, something with a project that we just couldn't figure out how to get it cut or whatever it was. I don't even remember. I remember us looking at it and struggling it. And my boss, Mike, and his partner, Walt, were both friends. They were indeed mentors to me and good friends. We had a lot of fun together. But then we were troubleshooting the problem, discussing ideas back and forth. And I stood there, and I began to offer my 2 cents. You know, I said, how about this? And dismissed. I said something else. It was probably very ignorant. Third time I opened my mouth, Mike just looked at me and said, I do not pay you to think. Wow. I shut right up. I learned an important life lesson that I understood years later. I did not know what I did not know. And there's a phenomenon that people who, when they just start learning something, at some point, they think they somehow are well-versed in the subject. Yes, I had been working here for a few months. Yes, I knew how to use the different tools and had some new skills, but I did not have the wisdom, the knowledge that comes with experience. In fact, I was overly confident about my knowledge. This is what's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. It's a cognitive bias where, with limited experience, limited knowledge, or limited expertise, we overestimate our abilities or our knowledge. And I was introduced to this by reading this wonderful Orthodox book by a theologian, biblical scholar, and popular podcaster and presbyter, Dr. Eugenia Constantinou, in her book, Thinking Orthodox. And she cites cultural shifts that have recently taken place where more than ever, people often think they know more than they know. She goes on to note that many people via the internet have become keyboard experts, though they are far from experts in their field. She tells stories of keyboard experts who have no training in theology debating theology with her. Silliness. When it comes to theology, these keyboard experts lack one important thing, and that's what I want to talk about today. Phronema. What is phronema? Phronema is a word that we use in seminary. It's a Greek word. It's from the New Testament, and it describes our mindset, our Orthodox Christian mindset. Before St. Vladimir's Seminary Press, before Orthodox books were published in English, the number one way people found Orthodoxy was through marriage. You met somebody, you fell in love, you got married in the church, because in the church, you know, you have to, we don't marry outside the church. We marry inside the church. We're very strict on that. And then the spouse would start coming to church, and you promise part of marriage, and you start promising the children will be raised in the ways of the Lord, so you have babies and everything else. And eventually, the spouse comes to church and eventually converts. So that was the number one way of conversion before 1970 or so. Then books started getting translated from the different language, from Greek and Russian into English. And then people started reading their way into the church. They would get a book at a bookstore, et cetera, and they would read their way into the church. But the number one way today that people find the church is via the internet. And it's a super blessing. In fact, if I ask people to raise their hand, maybe half of us would do it. Say, yeah, that's how I first found the Orthodox faith. People want this ancient Christian faith. And the internet is an effective means to research, to find it, and to find a church nearby. But the dangerous underbelly of the internet in this thing is the Dunning-Kruger effect for both those who write on the internet and those who read what is written. There are many good-intentioned people who do not have the expertise, who are out there writing as experts, and at times innocently, and I emphasize the word innocently, misleading others. What you cannot learn on the internet is phronema, the Orthodox Christian mindset. We can read words about theology on the internet and in books, and we can learn online, but we cannot learn online what the Orthodox Christian, or in a book, what the Orthodox Christian mindset is, what our phronema is. It is experiential. Orthodoxy is experiential. Orthodoxy is learned by osmosis. Why do we have all these children here? Why do we not dismiss them? Because here they learn their faith by just being present. Okay, we don't have child care in the church. The Orthodox mindset is learned simply by living the Orthodox Christian life. Now, Vladika Grossman, or Bishop Grossman, was here 2 weeks ago. He made an amazing sentence that I just loved. Orthodoxy is learned by holding your grandma's hand on the way to church. Great quote, isn't it? This is spot on. I learned my faith. I mean, a whole family was Orthodox. But I learned my faith from my grandparents, watching them. Some of them in their simpleness of faith. And from my mom and dad taking me to church. And my brother to church regularly. And their commitment, though it wasn't theological. You know, it's not, my parents didn't read the Bible every day. My mother had a Bible. They didn't read the Bible. But they had phronema. I remember one time my mother said this to me. She said to me, and I was maybe 12, I don't know, maybe younger, a little bit older, I don't remember, but I was in my youth. She said to me, son, you could abandon me, you can give up your last name, but you can never leave the church. She says, you can give this all up, but never leave, and what she was meaning, never leave Christ. This was for her phronema, how important faith is. I would say to you that Father Jacob, Stephen, and I, well, Father Jacob's not here today, I can't point to him. He's serving over at Annunciation Church, filling in for Father Arcadi. We learned our faith growing up. We had phronema. And then we went to seminary, do you see? To expand on it. Then we went to learn how to teach, okay, and preach. But we all had the same thing. The Holy Apostle Paul in phronema. May the God of patience and consolation grant you to have the same phronema according to Jesus Christ. To have the same mind as Jesus Christ. To the Corinthians, he says, meaning him and Apollos, who were in the church of Corinth, have the mind of Christ. So phronema is to have the mind of Christ. To the Philippians, he says, let this be in the mind of you, in our minds, that which is also in the mind of Christ. The phronema of Christ, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ, brothers and sisters, is the mind of the church. The mind of Christ is given to all of us through the life of the church by the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit. The mind of Christ runs through the scriptures, the liturgy, the hymns, and the writings of the saints. The mind of Christ, the phronema, is a way of behaving, thinking, believing, and doing. And it is phronema is acquired in our lives over our lifetime. And we're growing in it every day. It is learned through worship, right? How many times have I said here in classes, we pray what we believe, that's what I do. We pray what we believe. It is learned through asceticism, through our fasting, through our prayer, going through Bible studies and the teachings and what the fathers teach us through that. Reading the fathers, and by being in community, by just being here with each other, loving each other, serving each other. That's how we learn phronema. We learn, us younger people learn from the older people in church from just being here. That's why it's so important that I remember when we started years ago, the dinner, Silver Stars, because I wanted young people to know the elders of the community, the people with wisdom and knowledge. Orthodoxy holds high up people that are older than us. It's very important. In fact, there's words in Greek, geros, and genocita. And in Russian, I know only the word in one, the male, staritsa, which means wise old elder. You go to the staritsa for wisdom. If you all read the book, A Pilgrim and His Way, he goes, visits different staritsa, different wise men with deep spiritual wisdom. They have phronema. They have the life. They understand the church. The Orthodox mindset, brothers and sisters, is not something that can be measured. It's not something that can be written out systematically in a book. It is intuitive, becomes who we are. And phronema brings spiritual insights, sometimes that we can't define, but we know it to be true. It brings spiritual wisdom and spiritual knowledge. And I've seen this over and over again in my life. And it's something, brothers and sisters, that my uneducated grandmother had a PhD in. because she was always in church, always reading her Bible, always reading just different spiritual texts, and very faithful. So I began saying, I did not know what I did not know. When I was ordained a priest, about 5 years, I was eating lunch with an older, wiser priest, and saying, I said to him something like this, cops are rookies for about a year, but I think us priests need to be at rookies for at least 5 years, because I'm finally starting to get it. He looked at me and said, Father Ted, we're rookies forever. And similarly, we're catechumens forever. Do you get that? Amen? We're always learning. So Bishop Kadasum, who said this wonderful saint, we learn our faith by going to grandma, holding our grandma's hand on the way to church, is himself a convert. So how did he learn a faith we're talking about here? Many of us are like him and not able to hold our grandma's hand on the way to church. But this, brothers and sisters, changes nothing. It changes nothing. We do what he did. We acquire the mind of Christ by doing what our grandmothers and forefathers did. And Bishop Kadasum did and is doing. Immersing ourselves into the life of the church. By living our life. Next priest.
Inspired,
yeah. We immerse ourselves in the life of the church by living our lives in Christ, by fasting, by prayer, by our ascetical disciplines, and by participating in the sacraments. So to wrap it up, brothers and sisters, our gift, the Orthodox mindset, the Orthodox phronema, the mind of Christ, is a way of behaving, thinking, believing, and doing. And it does become a part of who we are. It becomes a part of us. It becomes in a part, in a way, our spiritual DNA. Our elders have this. And for us younger people, let's embrace our older brothers who have this. And when we have this, we become like my mother said to me, abandon me, abandon your last name, abandon your family, but don't abandon Christ. We become rock solid in faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.